Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
My brother Tripp, cheer up my sister, live in the sunshine. Amen. You're here again. Amen. With the Doctor of Truth, you have Tremaine Hawkins. Amen. All best of joy in you in volume 2. Amen. Just a cheer up. That's what is very good to know. And this is what we're about tonight and today, wherever you might be listening to. Amen. Doctrine of Truth is concerning prophecy. Prophecy. Amen. It's good to know. Amen. And God wants his people not to be fearful. He doesn't want them to be afraid. He doesn't want them to be concerned or left in the dark. Amen. The Lord wants us to cheer up. He always tells the truth and about truth and love. Amen. It's no surprising. And love. Love wants you to know, amen, who you are, where you're going, and what the day is about. Amen. And today and tonight, amen, cheer up, cheer up. God love you, he care for you, and he's going to be with you. Father, we thank you, Lord God, amen, for what you're doing and what you're going to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to touch the hearts of those that are listening, touch the hearts of those, amen, that are going through stress, trials, and tribulation. Oh, God, we want the Holy Spirit, amen, to come in and be a part of our discussion. You say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Father, we thank you for being, amen, of love, kindness, and you're able and you're powerful enough, and you know in all that you allow us, amen, your creations to come in, amen, and Lord God to share and be a part of your wonderful creations and your wonderful glory. that you have given us and given us another chance to get it right with you. And we thank you. Amen. We thank you, and we thank you, and we thank you. Amen. For being love. Love. God bless you. This is Doctrine of Truth. We are here again. Amen. In this study of prophecy, tell a friend, call a friend, let them know Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. And we want you to understand that this program, the whole desire, the whole effort is to bring you closer to Christ, not to draw you away, to bring you closer to Christ. Amen. The Bible says, get wisdom, all I getting, get understanding. It's in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs also said, the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Is safety. Amen. And we are studying prophecy, and we need your input. We need your, amen, insight. We need to help us to clarify things. Amen. And whatever you have and God has given you, you have learned throughout the day and time. Amen. Share it with us. Amen. That we all can come to agreement. Amen. And the book of Ephesians talks about that we all, God has given us prophets, teachers, evangelists, and apostles. Amen. For the edification, for the union, for the strength, amen, of God's people and those that are seeking God. When you seek God, amen, Bible, James said, if you draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to you. If you draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to you. Paul, in his missionary journey and his work, amen, he went through Thessalonians in his second letter he's writing, and he found out that there's some misconception concerning, amen, the letters that he wrote. And even during the time of Paul the Apostle, in the time of the early church, amen, there was forgery going on. Amen. We want to read some of the commentary of the letter that Paul had wrote. Amen. The second epistle of Paul of Thessalonians. He said, nevertheless, this misunderstanding have led many in the church to forsake their occupation, to lead undisciplined lives, and to breed unrest among the people by becoming busybodies and beggars, leaving off those who will maintain gainful employment. Amen. They said some had spread a rumor, amen, that Christ had come, the church is already in the latter days, and they have, amen, they have lost discouragement, and they had find themselves, amen, in disarray. And Paul was writing to them, and Paul was trying to encourage them, amen, keep the faith and be steadfast, and also examine the letters that was written. If anybody write anything, amen, the commentary said, make sure you, Paul was saying, make sure you examine, make sure it's my handwriting. Amen. He goes on to say, and still others had become disencouraged, thinking that the day of the Lord has already begun and that they had somehow missed it. They have expected Christ to destroy their enemies, yet they were still suffering persecution. Paul addressed these problems. He explained that while the time of the Lord is coming cannot be predicted, it will be a spectacle even that not one could miss. Furthermore, in the day of the Lord had already had seen none of these effects. They could be sure that none could miss when the Lord comes. And meanwhile, they should take heart in the fact that from the start, God's purpose was to include them in the glorious events of Christ's coming. So for those who were presuming upon the good grace of their brothers, they should get to work and not expect, amen, to be handed out things and to be waiting around. Amen. Second Thessalonians, Paul is writing to the Thessalonian church, and many today, and so many today, and the false prophets, Jesus even was discussing about the day of the Lord. There'd be many false prophets, earthquakes in divers places. Amen. And we began to look, amen, also second chapter of Thessalonians we're going to read. That was part of the commentary. But now we're going to read what Paul is saying here. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter from us, as that the day of the Lord is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, but that day shall not come except there be a falling away first, and that the man of sin will be revealed, the son of perdition. Amen. We're going to stop there. Many things concerning apostasy, which means falling away. Amen. Meaning they're not standing. Amen. And they're falling away in the sense of it could be drawn away. Things could happen. Amen. To cause people to fall away. Persecution can cause people to fall away. False teachers can cause people to fall away. Temptation can cause people to fall away. Worldliness. Amen. Inapt knowledge of Christ. Amen. Moral lapse. Forsaken spiritual living and worship. Or unbelief. Amen. So there are many things can happen to people that cause them to fall away from the faith. To fall away from the faith. And we are here to encourage you. Amen. Don't give up. Amen. Jesus haven't come yet. Your church is still existing. The power of God is still strong. Doesn't matter. Amen. What the world might say, the power of God is still working. Amen. Thank you for calling tonight. We pray that, amen, you will get something out of what's being going to be said tonight, today, of this study, whatever you might view it, or you might have a friend or relative that you like to encourage them by calling them and telling them to view this program on Blog Talk Radio, Doctrine of Truth, your host, Bishop Poole. Amen. If you would call in, amen, and dial 1, toll-free number, 855-236-2252, 1-855-236-2252, or you can dial 1-347-215-8816. God has not forsaken his people. What he promised, he always stand by. Things have happened now, and the church prophecy is about making you be prepared and not making you scared. Amen. Be short to the point. Amen. That's why good you read the Bible, and we discuss all the time concerning certain Bibles. Amen. And check out the Bible that you have. Look at the Bibles. And there are many different good, great Bibles out there, writing Bible, Amplified Bible. Amen. The American Standard Bible. And we have the, which sometimes we read from to help in our study. Amen. The Good News Bible. And we always say we start from, we have a King James Bible, King James Version in our study. And you might hear me in this different broadcast read from 3 or 4 different Bibles. Amen. And they were working to get clarity. Amen. Of good translators. And I know many like the Greek, many like the Hebrew, and this is why you hear me. We have the New International Version, amen, the New King James Version. And but most of all, you have to understand, whatever you're reading, whatever you're studying from, you must live the Word. Live the Word of God. And also find people that you know been living the Word of God. Amen. Not just reading it, but living it. And you can see them. Amen. We are in the last days. We're in the last days. We'd like to hear your comments on this subject. Jesus said, where two or three come together in his name, there he be in the midst. God bless you when you push 1 on your phone, and we have our technician will tap you in. Amen. God bless you. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. God bless you. You're on the phone.
Hi.
Yes.
God bless you. Bishop.
God bless you.
I wanted to say in a particular area, Paul also told them that if a man don't work, he don't eat. Also,
mm-hmm.
we're living in a day and time when Satan is deceiving the people greatly and causing them to fail and to be and they're not holding out in the word of God. So
mm-hmm.
it's a trying time for the people, because if they're not strong enough to hold out in the word of God and start
mm-hmm.
leaning towards the ways of the world. But I say to the people, be encouraged and stand fast in the word of God. Like you said, there are different Bibles and different things we can study, but we have to stay before God in fasting and praying and seek the Lord and have spiritual ears and spiritual eyes. Ask God for spiritual discernment in this hour, which is most important. Because Satan will deceive us by our stomachs in any other way and means that he can.
All right. God bless you. We thank God for you. And you call it from what area? Miami?
All right. Well, Dania.
Dania Floyd, God bless you. Amen. Remember some of the promises in God through Jesus Christ. He said, consider the sparrows. We have faith, and James said, I have faith, and you have faith, and God promises, and we have to put legs on the promises. Jesus said, consider the sparrows, and sparrows are what they fly. They go, they look around, and I know many misconception about people's preaching and teaching. They don't tell the people they have to be active on their faith, you know, put legs on their faith. God bless you for calling. Thank God for to hear from you. All right, we're going to another caller. God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Subject this evening, as usual, it really challenges us as to where we are in our individual studies. And when I look at this study tonight, it reminds me that the gospel is very much like a salvage yard.
Mm-hmm.
The owner of a salvage yard and you in your personal studies in the word in the gospel, the most important thing you need to have is patience. And if you have
mm-hmm.
patience and continue
mm-hmm.
to survey your inventory and study the word, you studied these 66 books, you don't know which item in there
mm-hmm.
is going to have value at what time. But trust me, if you got the patience and the faith, that every portion of this word, you will find a place for it in your lifetime. And
okay.
so it's like a person has a salvage yard. If you got patience and faith, eventually every piece of salvage that he has on that yard is going to have value. And that's the way it is
mm-hmm.
with his word. The open Proverbs, the word of God, tells us to not be envious of evildoers.
Okay.
Yet they stack up the evil deeds, but don't you get caught up or be envious of that. There'll come a day or time when all that they have stacked up and accomplished will be turned over to the wise and the righteous. So don't be envious of that. They're just stacking it up for you.
Mm-hmm.
The gospel, there's so much that you need to do in your personal studies that you can note all the treasures that are buried within the gospel. And as you go from chapter to chapter, book to book, you'll find there are treasures throughout. And never knowing when you might have to pull one of those treasures out and use it, but they're there. But you got to do your due diligence and have faith and patience and know that there'll come a time when you'll have that in your possession.
Very good, very good. God bless you. Thank you for calling. Very good for always. Amen. Call us. We in the Bible says out of mouth of two or three witnesses. Amen. On our phone, phone line, wherever you are. Amen. You can push one. There's no answer. Amen. On this study, and this program is wrong. We just want to hear maybe what you have heard. Amen. And this is very important. Amen. Minister Hester was talking about study. Amen. About study. You have to study. Jesus said the Holy Spirit bring back to your remembrance. Amen. At a time. Amen. And as well as working and being promised. God had promised you that he will take care of you. Amen. A promise. Amen. And the prophecy. Amen. The Lord told him, I'll be with you always. Amen. That's a promise. I'll be with you always. And we just have to apply it today. We have to apply it today. Amen. We have another caller. You can call in. Press 1 on your phone. Amen. We'll be glad to hear your input. I can see as well they have run across many false doctrine concerning Christ doesn't want us to have anything. Some are saying that want you to focus on having a lot, and they forget about their soul, they forget about their health. Amen. But God promised us, God foretold, amen, and the messages came through his prophets that he will take care of us. Amen. Jesus came that we might have life, and we might have it more abundantly. And we have to learn how to forsake all teaching prior to our salvation and our walk. Paul had said one time that, amen, he counted things all loss. Amen. That, amen. When he came to Christ, all of a sudden he found out he had to get another library. He had to get a whole focus in his mind. He had to renew his mind. He found out all the philosophies and the doctrines and the teaching and his surroundings. And we forget about the small things. We feel it's not important. Amen. But God focuses on living. Amen. We are his disciples. We are his ambassadors. And we represent him outside the four walls. We represent Christ walking and talking. Amen. As an individual, amen, that life is more important. Amen. Your name, your social security number, your telephone number, your birth certificate, amen, that's you. That's you. You're a complete unit. When God made you, he said he's good, very good. So he wants you to utilize all the skills that you can accomplish through faith. Amen. Through trusting in him. And when we trust in him, we become overcomers. Amen. He will not let you down. If you pray and study his word, amen, and the Holy Spirit will give you a chapter. He will give you a scripture. He will give you a verse. Amen. He said he'll be with you always. Amen. So we're talking about prophecy tonight. And you know, sometimes prophecy can leave in prophesying, but prophecy, amen, God foretelling us. He knows the past. He knows the future. He knows what's going to happen tomorrow. Amen. God knows it all. And he wants his children to know, those that follow in his word. Okay? All right. We have a caller, 4427, the last four digits. You have the mic. Yes, sir.
Yes, and I was talking that memory, the word of God in Proverbs talking about the memory of the uncompromising righteous is a blessing, but the name of the wicked shall rot. You know, the wise heart itself and obey the commandments, but the foolish lips will fall headlong. The word of God is constantly talking about the righteous, those people. Don't compromise. Continue to walk in righteousness and keep the faith and the patience, knowing that God's word would never fail. Those are the ones who will be able to see through all the deceit that the world has coming forth. There are a lot of voices coming forth nowadays. And mm-hmm. ever there was a time that God's people need to know his voice, it is now. There are mm-hmm. voices mm-hmm. everywhere. There's voices in our cars telling us which way to go. Voices and voices. But we need to have in our prayer closet, develop a study habit of being able to hear and recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit. Because often when we are out in the midst in the world and with all the sounds that are being made and stuff, the Holy Spirit is still speaking to us, guiding us and directing us through all of that chaos. But if we haven't developed a study habit in our prayer closet or hearing his voice, we will never hear it when we are out amongst all the chaos of the world.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. So much being said. Amen. So many different voices. And amen. That's why it's good tonight, today, wherever you are. Amen. Those of you that are viewing this program live, amen. If you push one on your phone, amen, wherever you are on your computer, amen, and join in. Let's give us, maybe you had an insight, amen, what God had told you, and you found it in the Word. And that's important as well. When you do your studies, amen, and God speak through his Word. He speak through his Word, and he'll give you a scripture, or you make your circle around people that you know, amen, that is praying for you. People that you know that, amen, have your interest, amen, want to see you succeed. They want to see you successful like they are, amen. And if you have run to your plateau with them, and you have run to the point where, amen, you find yourself that you have outgrown them, amen, don't feel lost or feel that you have to stay there. Amen. God is elevating you. God is blessing you. God is encouraging you, because it's for us to take the word of God to others. And Jesus came, amen. We're getting through the season now. Prophecy was concerned about the Son of God coming. He's going to send his son, born in a manger. Amen. That's prophecy. That's prophecy. God foretelling what's happening. Now, we must be encouraged. Just want to be encouraging concerning prophecy. And we're looking at a different angle tonight. We're looking at the grassroots level of prophecy. We know Jesus spoke about, amen, and the disciples was concerned about the end time. He said walls and rumors of walls and diverse places, disease, and amen. This letting you know that the Bible is true. For the atheist, the Bible is true. But though they say they love the Lord, the Bible is true. God is fulfilling the word that he spoke. It was recorded. And if you see these things, the common person see these things, amen. And he said these are the times of sorrow. These are the times of sorrow. The Bible is true. It's fulfilling. He's foretelling it. But also, you have to remember. Also, you have to remember, that through it all, the church is still growing. Through it all, God is still on the throne. Through it all, life is making his way. Life is making his way. Because of what? God has all power in his hand. He know the future. He know the... I've read an example. Amen. I've read an example concerning prophecy and the study and... You know, many of us go to movies. We have certain movies that we love and we see all the time. And we get so captivated, amen, in these movies. And it looks so realistic. But you have to understand that the director of the movies, before it comes to you, amen, things have been controlled by the director. Everything has been controlled by the director. Amen. Every movement, every smile is written, and the actors, they have to follow it. They have to follow it. And the ones that be so dynamic and great about when the director, they get many jobs, people want them to come back and act for them. But the director, he's in control.